Well, basically, what I've said to the government all along on behalf of the bishops here, that they have no right to redefine the meaning of marriage, because marriage predates the state and it predates, in fact, the church as a human institution. And marriage, historically and in reality, is a relationship which has a very distinct identity from any other relationship. It has always been and always recognized as a relationship between a man and a woman, because men and women are complementary, and we know from the scriptures that men and women were created in order to become one together. Marriage is that loving communion of a man and a woman for life, and there the fruitfulness of their love is more often than not completed in the bringing forth of new life, in other words, children. And that institution of marriage is essential to a stable and flourishing society. The government's ploy all the way along has been to assert that because if a couple of whether of different sex or the same sex love one another, then they should all have the equal right to marriage. The problem is, it can't be an equal relationship for very obvious reasons. Men and women are different, physically, biologically, I would say emotionally too, and probably spiritually. And we have argued all the way along that this bill that they're proposing has no mandate from the people of this country. It was never mentioned in any of the main party manifestos before the last election, and has suddenly come out of the blue. And I think it's extraordinarily arrogant of any government to try and, or to attempt, to redefine marriage.
You also note in your statement that there's a lot more at stake, and that this proposed bill raises various serious questions regarding religious freedom.
Indeed it does. There are huge holes in this proposed legislation. I haven't gone through it in detail because it was only published yesterday, but we've got some expert lawyers looking at it. One, there is the question of teaching in Catholic schools. Will we be forbidden from teaching the church's teaching? There are serious questions about employment, because just recently in England, a man who had expressed his opposition to gay marriage on his personal blog was disciplined by his employers and, in fact, I think, dismissed from his job. Now, that is an attack on freedom of speech and freedom of expression. What will happen if a Catholic teacher in a Catholic school says, this is what marriage is about, it's about the union for life of a man and a woman, and doesn't mention the same-sex proposal of the government? And this, it comes under the equality laws and the Court of Human Rights, particularly in Europe, because the European courts, anyone can go to them and query this and say this is discriminatory, and therefore it can't be done.
Recently, leading figures, and I'm thinking in particular of one High Court judge in the United Kingdom, expressed his unbelief at the fact the government was pushing ahead with this bill when he said marriage as it stands is under grave threat in the United Kingdom, with one of the highest marriage breakdown rates in Europe, if not the world.
Yes, and it's very sad. And the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, all marriages don't last until death parts the spouses. But part of the problem there is recent governments have failed to support marriage, either through the tax system or, social help and so on. But that's no reason to suddenly decide that, well, it doesn't matter anymore and anyone can get married. It is totally absurd. I think Archbishop Nichols said in his homily at Christmas, this is an Orwellian attempt to change the meaning of language. And we've argued right the way along, not so much from the sacramental point of view, which of course is important to Catholics and those who are baptized, but this is a natural institution hardwired into human nature. So a change in the law is not just going to affect the churches and religious freedom, but it is also going to affect every man and woman in this country.